Hi, I'm Bob Masago with the WNRN Americana Fest session recorded at Soundstage Studios in Nashville. Band of Heathens has a new record, Don't Let the Darkness, out on their own BOH Records. Starting in Austin in 2005, they had a strong start in the studio with Texas music legend Ray Wiley Hubbard producing. I spoke with founding members Ed Jurdy and Gordy Quist about that initial recording experience. You know, you guys really got things off, got going with a bang, you know, with Ray Wiley Hubbard producing your album and lots of great guests on that first album. What was that experience like coming into it with the first record with so many kind of famous names on it?
Well, I think we've been really fortunate, I would say, in our career. I think maybe at the time we didn't realize actually that's not true. I did realize how fortunate we were to have someone like Ray kind of want to mentor us and take us under his wing, you know, and kind of show us the way. And I think successively we've been really fortunate over the years to have a lot of stuff like that just fall in our lap where it's, you know, people have loved the band or loved us and wanted to help us. And that's, you know, there can really be nothing more flattering than having someone whose music you love and who you respect as a person want to work with you and help you kind of find a sound and write songs, you know?
So yeah, that's got to be true. How do you maintain that connection with your audience? You say you find people that love you and know you, and what do you do to keep that going?
You know, I think when we're on the road each night live, we're definitely feeding off of that thing, the energy from the audience. But I think in this new world of social media and kind of a lot of the mystique being taken away from what used to be in rock and roll, we've just kind of leaned in and embraced that. You know, we have this group of people we found during the pandemic through live streaming that now is over on Patreon, and like over there it's like they hear we write a new fresh song, we show it to them, you know, and we do chats every week, and they see our homes. And so we've kind of lifted the veil, and it's actually been, it was a little scary at first, not really like our instincts to want to do that, but we found a really cool community. And like we played Levon Helm's barn a few days ago, and half of those people flew up there, and it's like a big party, and I feel like they really know us deeply, and we actually feel like we've gotten to know a lot of those people. So it's been a really good couple of years in terms of really connecting with our audience.
Let's hear an in-studio version of Heartless Year from the new album recorded at Americana Fest in Nashville.
Ed's voice doesn't crack.
It's not that at all.
We ready?
I heard we never get dealt more than we can handle, but this might be it, you know we've had our doubts. Flicker of a flame from a dying candle, you said you'd never be the one to put it out. The light I see at the end of the tunnel's either daylight creeping or a fast train coming. Good Lord, have a little mercy, please. It's been a heartless year, but we're still hanging on. Gonna face our fears, we're gonna right these wrongs. I gotta laugh to hold back my tears. Crawling from a train wreck, waiting out a heartless year. Dishes in the sink, building up resentment. Stacks of bills hiding out for weeks. The kids keep asking when it's gonna be Christmas, but I'd be happy with a cold for the heat. Light I see at the end of the tunnel's either daylight creeping or a fast train coming. Good Lord, have a little mercy, please. It's been a heartless year, but we're still hanging on. Gonna face our fears, we're gonna right these wrongs. I got a lot to hold back my tears. Drawn from a train wreck, waiting out a heartless ear. Light I see at the end of the tunnels, either daylight creeping or a fast train coming. Good Lord, have a little mercy on me. It's been a heartless year, but we're still hanging on. Gonna face our fears, we're gonna right these wrongs. I got a laugh to hold back my tears. Crawling from a train wreck, waiting out a heartless year. Waiting out a heartless year. The light I see at the end of the tunnels, either daylight creeping or fast train coming.
That is Band of Heathens from Americana Fest in Nashville with Heartless Year. Their new record, Don't Let the Darkness, is available now on BOH Records. The group has remained independent throughout their career. I asked Ed and Gordy about this approach. How do you work that, the business end of it? That's got to be a lot more of a burden than a lot of bands have when they've got a lot of kind of sold parts of things off.
Yeah, it's a little. I think it's a little more work maybe on the front end, but I think for Gordy and I, we've always looked at it insofar as it, like, we just always wanted to do what we wanted to do, and that seemed like the best path forward to doing it. So we started independently, and that we were lucky enough to have success with that and have it work, and there really hasn't been a reason to change that. We've been able to make the kind of records we want to make. We've been able to promote them the way we want to promote them. And yeah, like you said, it's a little bit more business heavy. But I also think, you know, that's something, you know, amongst artists and musicians, sometimes people are a little shy, or, you know, they don't want to talk about business or money. That's a dirty thing. But the way I look at it is like, well, the more of it that we can kind of be in control of in terms of making the decisions that we want to make, the better. You know, it's like we're masters of our own ship, you know, for better and worse.
Yeah, I think our timing as a band too, we came along at a time when the industry was fragmenting and there were a lot of radio promoters and publicists getting let go from labels or maybe had been for a few years. And we've had great help from our management putting together a team. So we do get to kind of like have some muscle behind the releases, but it's not, there's no label telling us what to do. It's kind of like us and our management outsourcing a lot of the promotion. And it's, I think our timing, we never were lamenting the fact we weren't on a label. We were actually like very cool with it and running with it.
Now let's hear Band of Heathens on an in-studio version of the title song to their new album, Don't Let the Darkness. It's recorded at Soundstage Studios in Nashville.
Yesterday went by so fast, and I missed you the first time. Don't think you ever coming back. Left so many things back there on the table, and maybe someday I'll be willing and able to live in the now, be present and strong. Don't get lost chasing answers. See everything now went wrong. Don't let the darkness get in front of you. Gotta just keep on moving and keep on pushing through. Don't let the darkness stand in your way. Lie closer to a little or further away. So you spill the wine, the best new old town and unlock all the gates. Don't let the darkness get in front of you. Gotta just keep on moving and keep on pushing through. Don't let the darkness stand in your way. Like closer, a little further away. Don't let the darkness get in front of you. Gotta just keep on moving and keep on pushing through. Don't let the darkness stand in your way. Light closer, a little further away. Don't let the darkness get in front of you. Gotta just keep on moving, keep on pushing through. Don't let the darkness stand in your way.
Band of Heathens with Don't Let the Darkness, the title song from their new album, available now on BOH Records. We discussed how a long-term band relationship works when problems arise.
In the band, we've all been married to our wives for a long time. We all have healthy, long-term marriages, and the band is also kind of like a marriage. We've been together almost 18 years now, and I feel like for whatever reason in our personal lives and with the band, we've found ways to compromise. We know the importance of compromising, and that's what a band is, much like a marriage. And so, yeah, for whatever reason, I feel like we've figured out that, hey, when we compromise, you might not get exactly what you want, but usually there's something better that comes from, you know, it keeps on going. And sometimes you get surprised. Someone else's idea might be better than your idea.
Well, thanks so much for spending
time
with us.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Today.
Appreciate you.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
This has been an Americana Fest session with Band of Heathens on WNRN. I'm Bob Masalgo. Thanks for listening.